This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. senators voted on Saturday in favor of allowing witnesses in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, extending the proceedings as lawmakers weigh whether to convict Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The 55-45 vote in favor of allowing witnesses means a decision in the trial is unlikely to come on Saturday. Prior to the vote, closing arguments from the House lawmakers serving as prosecutors and Trump's defense attorneys had been expected on Saturday after a week-long trial. A lengthier trial could stymie efforts by Democratic President Joe Biden to move past the controversy surrounding his predecessor and push forward his own legislative agenda on COVID-19 relief and economic revival. Dozens of oil and gas tankers carrying millions of dollars worth of fuel caught fire on Saturday, creating an inferno at Afghanistan's biggest trade crossing with Iran, officials said. The blaze broke out early afternoon at a port some 120 kilometers from the city of Herat, engulfing the tankers that were parked nearby after crossing the border. At least 17 people have been taken to hospital, some of them with serious burns, said the head of the local ambulance service. The governor of Western Herat province said that there aren't the facilities to contain the fire, so they have asked the government of Iran for help. He added that the cause of the fire was unknown. A strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck late Saturday off the eastern coast of Japan, but no tsunami warning was issued, U.S. and Japanese authorities said. The United States Geological Survey said the quake occurred at a depth of 54 kilometers in the Pacific off